My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Jeff Denham. He represents the Golden State's 19th Congressional District. He's in his first term, and he joins me today to react to what just about everyone is calling disappointing jobs numbers from the Labor Department, looking back at the month of May and even revising downward some of the reports we saw earlier in the year. Officially, non-farm payrolls jumped by just 69,000 in the month of May. That's well below expectations. The overall unemployment rate ticked up to 8.2%. And Congressman, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Well, the expectations were about 150,000, and even that wouldn't have been enough to keep up with population growth. What do you make of the 69,000 number?
You know, it's certainly disappointing. It's disappointing that there's a lot of blaming back and forth between the president. You know, I think that there are opportunities to solve this crisis and solve it very quickly. We've got a number of jobs bills that are sitting over in the Senate right now. And I'm hopeful that the president will show some real leadership and force his party or force the Senate to act on some of those job-creating bills. But one of the bills that I wanted to emphasize is our Veteran Skills to Job Act, a bill that I had been working on for the last year. We've introduced it in the House. The Senate has a companion version, and today the president was touting in Minnesota. We want to make sure that he not only shows some leadership to get this bill done, but to get it done quickly so our veterans can get back to work. It basically allows veterans to take the skills that they've been trained on in the military and get the same certification on the civilian side so that they can fill some of these jobs, whether it's an aircraft mechanic like I was when I served on active duty, or you're a truck driver or a doctor or a nurse or an EMT. We have so many skills that we've trained, given the best training in the world to these brave men and women. They ought to be able to get a job as soon as they get home by utilizing those same skills without having to get recertified and go through a bunch of extra training.
Just to clarify, you and the president are on the same page on this.
Yeah, I mean, he's out talking about it on the campaign trail today, so I'm hopeful that that turns into some action to actually get the bill not only done but signed into law. So we're asking the president to show leadership on this and get our veterans back to work.
Is this something you sense there is bipartisan support for across Capitol Hill?
Definitely, yeah. I've got Democrat co-authors in the House and in the Senate. Tim Walz, in the Democrat in the House, has been somebody that's worked on this with me in the Senate Veterans Committee. But it's a good way to show the American public that not only are we taking care of our veterans, but we're actually putting a huge priority on our veterans to not only get jobs, but to have the training and certification that goes with it.
Whether it's the Obama administration or some other prominent Democrats, a lot of the reaction we're seeing to the numbers today, Congressman, is that, well, it's still positive growth. That's 27 months in a row. It's not what we would like to see. But, you know, this was a really deep hole that this administration inherited back in 2009, and it even took a few months after they came in to stop the bleeding, so to speak. How much credence do you give that explanation?
Zero. I think it's frustrating to the American public. You know, I've only been on the job for about a year and a half, but I've come up with a lot of ideas to solve this crisis. There's a lot of regulations that we could get rid of, or at least suspend them for a short time to get people back to work. We need to put jobs as our number one priority, and I would expect the president, rather than blame the last president or going back to previous presidents, to actually show some leadership and get this done. It's ridiculous. In my district, we've got twice the national average. All we need to do is turn the water on so that we can actually get our farmers back to work. So there are simple things that we can do without pointing fingers. Just look at the bills that we have in the Senate. Those are all simple solutions that would put people back to work immediately.
Talk about those a little bit, and also the political dimension here, that the president's blaming House Republicans primarily, in some cases Senate Republicans, for blocking the jobs agenda he tried to push last fall. Obviously, you see the Senate dragging its feet on a lot of House-passed legislation as a reason why things aren't moving. So if you're the typical voter here who doesn't necessarily follow every twist and turn on Capitol Hill, how do they sift through this?
Well, it's one thing for the president to blame Republicans, but don't forget his first 2 years he had solid majorities in both houses. He had Democrat control of the House, Democrat control of the Senate, and he certainly could have requested any bill that he felt was important in those first 2 years. But let's just talk about this year, since his freshman class has been in, not only have we been showing leadership in the House, but if he doesn't like our jobs bills, Have the Senate send us something. Send it to the Senate. His own party could push it out, his own agenda, allow us to work on some of those bills. There are things that both Republicans and Democrats agree on. We need a president that's going to show some leadership.
Mitt Romney just wrapped up the delegates he needs, at least committed delegates, to win the Republican nomination. Do you get the sense that he's got the type of plan that you think is going to make a big difference on our jobs front?
I do. I think that not only does Mitt Romney have the business experience, but he's got the executive experience to get things done in a very tough state. So I'm confident that he's going to do a very good job on the economy. I don't expect him to come in with these high unemployment numbers and blame this president. I expect him to come in with a very aggressive jobs package to get the job done. You didn't hear Reagan blaming Carter. We just need leadership, regardless of party, to get the job done and to show some leadership. Again, if he doesn't like our plan, then put a plan out of his own. Make sure that, he's got control of the Senate. Have the Senate actually get something done.
We're talking with California Republican Congressman Jeff Denham. And Congressman, just in our last couple of minutes here, I want you to update our listeners on a topic you and I talked about several weeks ago. And that, of course, was you were heading in at that point to hearings on the reckless spending of the GSA on some of their conferences and other trips and just on the taxpayer's dime. You're the chairman of the subcommittee that investigates that sort of thing. What did you get in those hearings that satisfied you, and what still needs to be answered?
Well, certainly we are holding those accountable that went out and wasted all this money. But it's up to the president where over 94% of GSA received bonuses. The members that the employees that went to this Vegas vacation got cash bonuses there at the conference, and it's got to stop. So my question to the president is, if he had an executive order last year, if he had a memo that went out over all of the bureaucracy of government, why aren't his own agencies listening to him and to his executive order? And now, next month, you've got the Ninth Circuit courts that are going to go to Maui and do the same type of vacation. It's got to stop, and we're going to hold him accountable. The buck stops with the committee that I chair, and we're going to continue to not only fight to uncover this waste, but hold those accountable that are wasting taxpayer dollars.
And we'll be tracking it as you do it. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
California Republican Congressman Jeff Denham represents his state's 19th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.